Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Yoga Nidra practice for alignment. So, let's get started by finding that physical alignment, lying down on your back, getting as comfy, as cozy, and as comfortable as you can. You can lie down with a bolster or a pillow, even a rolled yoga mat under your knees, maybe a cushion under your head, a rolled towel under your neck for that extra support, a blanket, of course, maybe two, is always a nice grounding touch to keep you nice and warm as the body can cool down when you enter this deep state of relaxation. So grabbing all your props, all of your cozies, lay your body down and take your time, be unhurried and attentive. And today there will be short periods of silence. Think of this as an opportunity to have your own experience, an experience that is meant to happen, and really just let go and sink into the practice, right? Although it's called yogic sleep, yoga nidra, sleep of the yogis, as I'm sure a lot of you are learning, we don't actually or fully go to sleep, right? Rather, we surf the interface between waking and sleeping, the hypnagogic state, that healing deep space. But of course, if you do fall asleep or feel like you drift in and out, that is just fine. It is part of your process and exactly what you need more than anything right now. So honor that. And of course, if at any point you become uncomfortable and really feel like you have to move, go ahead. Move mindfully, of course. But sometimes this urge to move, maybe fidget, could be, hear this, it could be resistance to going deeper. So try observing the urge to move if it comes up first, to make sure that you really do need to. And then you can respond accordingly. And if at any point anything makes you feel uncomfortable, if you need to pause, all you have to do is move your fingers and toes, maybe open your eyes, and you will easily come out of the nidra state. Capiche? All right, so laying down, legs wide, arms out to the side, shoulders down, scooped pelvis, legs heavy, toes flop open, fingers curl, belly is soft, heart space is open, head, neck, and shoulders in a straight line, shoulders down, chin down, eyelids heavy and down. Release the back of the head, feel it, the back of your head, your skull, so heavy, melting into the surface below you. And now that you are as comfortable as you can be, if you're not making those little fidgets or wiggles, adjustments now, take this moment, dear one, to arrive into this space. Arrive here into this space that you have created for yourself. And as eyes close down, start to notice what you can sense around you. Feel the surface beneath you. Is it warm, soft, hard, cushiony, rubbery? And feel the weight of the clothing, the blanket that you've placed over yourself, on top of your skin. Noticing texture, maybe how cozy the blanket makes you feel. And listen to any sounds around you. Sounds outside and sounds inside. And notice the temperature of the air on your skin, on your face. Is it warm in the space that you're in? What about outside of the space that you're in? Is it warm or cool outside? Connecting to the sensations of the space all around you. And as you breathe in, imagine that the inhale travels from your feet all the way up your front body. Breath pauses for just a moment above your head, before falling back along your spine, exhaling down to your feet. Lingering at the feet a brief moment before the next inhale begins. So inhale, like spring, rising up the front of the body. Pause while summer ripens overhead. And exhale, fall, descending down along the spine. Winter drifts below the soles of your feet before your next inhale springs back up once again. The cyclical, seasonal quality of the breath. On inhale, spring, rising up the front of the body from feet to top of head, where summer ripens. Exhale, fall, descending down along the spine, and winter drifts below the soles before the next inhale brings spring once again. And now come back to your own natural rhythm of breath, however that feels for you today. And I want you to imagine yourself now standing by a body of water. Perhaps it's a lake, maybe you're on a beach, by a river or a stream, a waterfall. Create an image of this space in your mind's eye. Hear the water, maybe gently lapping against the shore, the sand, maybe the soil beneath your toes. Maybe you sense a warm glow of sunshine and fresh air on your face. And allow yourself to smile on the inside. Let the feeling that this smile gives you wash over you, just like the sunshine you're standing beneath. In this moment, in this safe space by the water. You are standing in the center of your own circumstances, your own life. Opportunity, love, health, and prosperity are all ahead of you. And the challenges, the lessons, every step that has brought you to this moment are behind you now. You, standing here at the center of your own circumstances, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. And from here, based on where you've been and where you are destined to go, create your Sankalpa, your I am. I am free. I am safe. I trust in my journey. The universe has my back. I am brave. I am capable. I am more than enough. Repeating your Sankalpa, trusting in the magic of it, 3 times mentally and from the heart. Let it vibrate through every cell of you. Now entering into a phase of rotating awareness around the body. When I name a part of the body, simply hold your awareness there. No movement, only awareness, attention, and energy. Beginning at the point between the eyebrows, a point of light right here, between the eyebrows. Point of light, hollow at the base of the throat. The right shoulder, right elbow, wrist, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger, wrist, elbow, shoulder, hollow at the base of the throat, and the left shoulder, left elbow, wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, wrist, elbow, shoulder, hollow at the base of the throat, center of the breastbone, inside of left breastbone, inside of right breastbone, navel center, pelvic floor, right hip, right knee, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right little toe, right ankle, knee, hip, pelvic floor, left hip, left knee, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe, left ankle, knee, hip, pelvic floor, navel center, breastbone, hollow at the base of throat, eyebrow center, whole body, whole body, your whole body resting. And I invite you to transport yourself back to standing at the edge of that beautiful, peaceful body of water. Hearing the water, feeling the sand or the soil beneath your toes. The sun, the fresh air on your skin. Let this image, this space wash over your mind. You standing in the center of your own circumstances, perfectly aligned with all aspects of your life. Opportunity, love, health, and prosperity are all ahead of you. The challenges, the lessons, the growth that has brought you to this moment behind you now. Knowing where you've been, feeling, trusting into where you are destined to go, and the joy of being in this moment, in the center of it all, transport yourself back to your Sankalpa, your I am statement. Repeating it to yourself with faith, with feeling, 3 more times. And as the vibration of your Sankalpa grows stronger, allow the image of the waters to ebb away, fade away, dissolve into the distance, beginning a slow, soft, and gentle return back into this moment, right here. Feeling your body and listening to the sounds around you. You can stay right here. Maybe you gently, slowly, softly begin to move your hands and your feet. Take some deep inhalations. Sigh them out. Maybe stretch your arms over your head. And you can draw your knees up into your chest. Give yourself a little rock from side to side. Maybe eventually rolling over onto your favorite side. Take your time and pause somewhere mindful and meaningful to you. Eyes closed. Pause. And here in this moment, we close our practice and we open our hearts to the here and now. In this moment, with my hands at my open heart center, I bow to you all. In this practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.